The goal of your segmentation survey funnel is you want to be able to describe someone's situation better than they can do it themselves. You want to be able to explain to them in your outcome that you understand them. They're understood. You can relate to them.
I spent the last 17 years building my 8-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
So a segmentation survey funnel. Here is what it's all about, okay? When you do a segmentation survey funnel, you're going to get your segments from when you're doing your discovery, right? You're learning about the user. You're figuring out what is it that these people are about. You're starting to understand them. Now, that's important, right? So you have your discovery is all around understanding your audience and create your buckets, create your groups, create your segments. We can get into all that later on how you do that, okay? But so the segmentation survey is what allows you to now learn what questions you're going to ask. You're going to learn what segments you created all from here. So you get out of here your segments and the questions that you're going to be asking them. You're also going to learn about, you know, how to talk to them, what language they speak, how they're describing their situation, so you can have the ability to relate to them. It's really important, okay? Now, if you break it up, you have 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 sections in your surveys for your segmentation funnel. You have your start page, you have your questions, you have your lead capture page, and you have your outcome. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a very specific way on how you're going to be doing this. We're going to set up on your start page the steps you're going to take, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. You're going to have a question. What question goes here? What question goes there? Now, there is some testing that you can do here. You can play with it. Normally, what you want to do is you want to start creating momentum. You want to create engagement. You want to get people to be doing something that is going to get them started. So it needs to be simple. I call this the no-brainer questions, okay? So no-brainer questions, like we talked about, are questions that people can answer where they don't really have to think about it. So they could tell you about things they've done in the past because it's already happened. They could also tell you about things that they personally know about themselves. And they can tell you what they don't want, right? We've established that. So you have your no-brainer questions. Now, remember the part where we talked about keeping it simple. We can get extremely sophisticated here. Our system is set up to allow you to create logic. Our system is set up to allow you to be able to skip questions. Our system is set up to be able to create some complicated mapping based on the answers that people are giving to you. But that's going to be for later. That's really more for where we should be coaching you. That should be a higher ticket because there's a lot of things that go into that and it gets much more complicated. But we don't need that for right now for us getting and accomplishing what you need today. Because remember, we're keeping it simple. We're taking imperfect action. We're just getting started. No matter what, whatever the no-brainer step is for us, is going to help us create momentum. The same way we're going to use no-brainer questions to create momentum inside your segmentation funnel. Then you're going to have your segmentation question. That's very important. You're going to have one question that's going to identify what group they're going to go into. And you figure this out from doing your discovery survey. These are your outcomes. Your outcomes are done, believe it or not, first. You do that before you ever do any of this stuff. You know your segments here. So you're going to come and you're going to create your outcomes. Outcome one, outcome two, outcome three, outcome four. So this is your segments. These are tied to your segments. You have four outcomes. So what that means is you're going to have four lead capture pages. So they're tied together. Okay. What's important about this segmentation question is that it's going to set up all, it's going to dictate what happens here, because you're going to have your no-brainer questions. You're going to have your segmentation question, which is really important. It's really important to ask enough questions to show the person that you're getting enough information to identify, okay? That is what a segmentation funnel does for you. It allows you to identify. Here you're identifying. You're identifying what segment they belong in, what challenge they have, what problem are they facing. You're understanding and getting to know these people, and based on their answers, you're going to identify where they should go. The other questions here, so no-brainer questions. This is the market demo, segmentation, market situation, product possibility, or product interest. I'm going to call this product interest. Okay? Then you have a very specific lead capture page that's going to go to your outcome. So this is it. And this is important. Okay? This is where you're identifying. This is where you're hooking them. You're getting their attention. So your start page is where you're going to hook them. You're going to grab their attention. You're going to identify where do they fit in your ecosystem that you created. You're then going to get them to the lead capture page. Remember, your hook is your big promise. We can get into this later, but you're going to make a big promise without the pain, and you're asking them to give you information so that you can identify what issues they have, what their number one problem is, and how you can help them fix it with this one thing right here, right now. Take this quick survey, and I'll see you on the other side. Boom. They can answer these questions. You decide where they're going based on this question. And this question, you could have 1 to 2 market demos, get them going. On this one, these are multiple choice, just to be clear, the format. Because remember, the discovery was the open-ended. This is multiple choice because you created your segments here. So now you have your, you know, the four different segments you want to drop people into. Market situation is just learning more about where are they right now. So that all depends on, one, what your segmentation question is. For example, you might want to ask, if you're in the relationship space, how many years you've been married? Where are you today in the process? If the process is sequential. And we'll get into all that later, because there's certain ways that you're going to be able to create your segments and your outcomes. There's specific ways that we're going to go through, and there's a psychology behind it. This is why it's important for you guys to understand this stuff, and why some people fail at this and this works. You just got to do it the right way. But so then the product interest is where you're trying to get an understanding of other things people may be interested in. You throw in some darts at the board, because this is going to help you with giving people bonuses and potentially getting you into other products that you can sell. So you're getting them all the way through this flow, and based on where they're landing, you're going to land them on a page where you're going to create curiosity. So you have your hook, you land on your lead capture page. I'll get into more detail on this later. But now what you're doing is you're showing that you understand them. Here you're learning, right? You're learning. You're understanding what their issues are. Here, you're identifying where they belong. And when you identify where they belong, you're then taking that information and showing them that you understand them by creating a custom targeted message that shows them that you get it. Your headline will be different based on where they fall. If we're doing it with somebody that is starting a new business, maybe building their list, it was the how to build your list even if you don't have any subscriber list today. How to build your list even if you struggle with tech and have no market experience. How to build your list, how to scale your list, even when your other lead magnets are failing. How to maximize, how to create a massive list without Facebook shutting down your account. Very different. They're all very different. The idea is it's got to be where you only fit in one. That's the most important thing. Okay? So these will be the lead capture pages. We'll dive into a little bit more of detail with this once we get going. The idea is you're going to be capturing data here. This is the lead opt-in. So you're capturing data. You're understanding them. You're showing them what it is that they're going to get. And then you're creating curiosity. Land them on a page. Based on the answers that you've given me, you are a category A13. What does that mean? We'll fill out the information below and I'll tell you what A13 means and how you can fix it right here, right now. You can add a giveaway. It could be a giveaway on here. It could be a giveaway at the end to further incentivize them to sign up with an ethical bribe. Okay. You want to use ethical bribes, but it's very important when you're using your ethical bribes on what it is that you're actually giving to somebody, and that's going to help you with your type of quality of lead. That's important. If you have a giveaway that is not really relevant to your program, you're going to attract people that may not care about what you're doing, what you're selling, what your core offer is. Okay? That's important. Me giving away a lead magnet around something with list building, if somebody's not interested in list building, well then they're not going to sign up versus if they can win a gift card for $1,000, right? Make sense? So you're creating curiosity, you're giving away your bribe, you're getting them onto your outcome. You're going to land them on different outcomes. Now here, you can land them on an outcome internally in our system, or you can send them out to one of your sales pages. If you have a sales page, ClickFunnels, or wherever you want to send them. Now there's specific things that you want to do. There's got to be goals here on what you're trying to accomplish. So I need to understand your business, right? It could be that you're trying to sell a guide or an ebook or a physical book where you're doing like a free plus shipping. It could be free on the end here. It could be that you're trying to sell a higher ticket. And in that instance, you're not selling them right here a $5,000 program. You need more time. You need more time to show them what you're all about. If you're a coach and there's a program, like if I'm showing you what I'm doing, I need time to explain this process to you, right? I need to show you. Now, I wouldn't necessarily go into all this detail. You guys are here, I'm doing it now. I would do more of a teaser and show more examples, right? Because I'd show the end result of what's happening. So, but the point is that this is your outcomes where you're landing on these pages. And what you're doing is you're giving them the one thing that you promised them all the way over here. You're giving them their promise. You're also getting any concerns about whatever you promised them in regards to an ethical bribe out of the way. Depending on where you want these people to go or what you want them to do, if you want to get them into, let's say, a webinar right from here, right? You want to take them directly into the webinar that's 90 minutes long. Well, then you don't want to give the ethical bribe on the outcome page because you want people to stay. You don't want them clicking away from you. So what you want to do is you want to address that immediately and tell them that their ethical bribe is on the way. You should receive it in 90 minutes. So check back then. But in the meantime, and you go into it, okay? Now, this is a really important stage because you went from hooking them, getting their attention, them coming through, they're answering some no-brainer questions, a segmentation question, some market situation, self-declaring their skill sets, product interests, your understanding so that you can identify where they belong. So then now you can decide what it is that's going to solve their problem, okay? And this is important, guys. As far as I'm concerned, the way you do this is you focus on your core product and you do not change your core product. You create perception that you're customizing it for people. You go to Apple and you want to buy a Mac and they find out, is this a Mac for business? Is this a Mac for you going back to school? Are you a student? Or is this a Mac for you just playing around? It's at leisure. Based on those answers, they're going to send you in different directions to start talking about all the benefits for each scenario, each segment. The business Mac is going to have a lot more in that computer because people in business may need that versus somebody that's just using this for leisure or a student who can't afford the same computer that someone in the business world is going to be able to afford. So they may strip it down a bit, but they're still selling a Mac to all three of them. But they're focusing on what's relevant to them, okay? When you walk into a store and you want to buy something, you want somebody to understand what you want so they can give you what you need rather than walk into a store and say, hey, I'm looking for a basketball. And they'll be like, well, you can just go into that section over there. There's the basketball section. Or someone can say to me, okay, well, let me ask you a few questions before I send you on your way. Is this basketball for indoors or outdoors? This is outdoors. Okay. Is it for you or is it for your kids? Is it a male or a female? Because they make different balls for males and females. So actually, it's for my daughter and she's in high school. Great. Well, here's where you're going to want to go. So now I understand that you're playing outside. You're getting a basketball for your daughter who is in her teens and she needs the right ball, which is a smaller ball than the regular ball that a boy would play with, to practice, right? Which salesperson would you want to go to? The one that's going to take the time to understand you. That's what this is all about. This is it. That's what this is. So at the end of the day, the biggest part here is where, if you remember earlier what I was describing to you, the goal of your segmentation survey funnel is, number one, you want to be able to describe someone's situation better than they can do it themselves. You want to be able to explain to them in your outcome that you understand them. They're understood. You can relate to them. Somebody that's starting to build their list who doesn't have an audience right now, hasn't bought, hey, I get it. I might say, listen, I get where you're at. You're trying to build your list. Everything you're trying to do isn't working. You feel like you're just stumbling all over yourself. You're looking around and you're seeing other people and they're flashing their cars, they're flashing their houses, and it just seems like they're doing this and it's so easy and they're doing so well that it's like, man, maybe I can't do this. Maybe this isn't for me. This is just too hard, right? If you're in that situation, I get it. I've been there. I've tried to build a business. I've been there. But let me tell you. And then I go into what it is, what the solution is, right? Now, I get it, but this is what I figured out. I figured out that, and I go into how you can do it. You create a discovery survey. You start talking to your audience. Try to understand them a little bit before you just start trying to just generate leads and market one way to everybody the same. Because it's not a one size for everyone. It's not the same flavor for everyone. Some people like vanilla, some people like chocolate. You're not just going to go and sell vanilla to everybody because some people may not buy from you. They're not interested, but you're selling ice cream. You want to understand what flavor they want. You want to understand what that is for them. So you're going to then, this is an important part, You're going to be able to relate to people. You're describing their situation. And then you're now going to transition. You're going to transition into what they are going to do. You're going to counsel them. You're going to recommend something to them on how they can get their desire. So the person that's struggling with the list and just wants to quit, I explain what they should do and how it'll work for them, because I get it. I've been there and now I'm here. This is what you need to do. This is the steps you need to take. So I'm transitioning them from now being a lead and getting them now into the mindset that they know what they need to do to solve the problem, the one big thing that you're going to give to them. So you explain that, and this is why I developed the performance marketer. And then I go into explaining why I did this. And they're asking me, what is the next step? And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to just create the natural next step, which is what I'm going to sell to them, whatever it is that I want them to do. And there's a number of things. I'm not selling a high ticket here. I'm either selling a low ticket or something free, okay? And that could be a number of different things that I can go into later. But high level, give them a free guide, sell them a guide, sell them free plus shipping, get them to register for a webinar, get them to book a phone call, get them to attend a live event or a virtual event. The goal here is to continue them on in the process. If you're selling something high ticket, you're going to need more time. So you're getting them to that next step so that you're continuing with them so that now you can convert them into a buyer. And that's your segmentation survey funnel. And this is something that when you get it right, this is running. You're running traffic to this big time. The discovery, that's static. You're doing it just to learn. This one is for scale. Over here, and the meat, there could be different types of surveys and quizzes, like I was describing earlier. Who are you most like? What is your type? Score somebody. Have a polarizing quiz where someone has to answer yes or no to certain questions. Personality quizzes. There's a lot. But you don't want to get caught up in with all that. You want to get rid of all that noise and just focus on the basics. And this is it. I hope this is helpful for you guys. I know this works. You just have to go through the process and start answering some questions about your business. And when you do, that's when the magic happens. And now you scale it. Now you got to go out and get traffic here. And when you get traffic, we all know this, right? You got to go find your audience. Where are they hanging out? And get them here. But you need to know what your core offer is. That's it for today. I just gave you a high level on your discovery and segmentation surveys for Survey Detective. What I'll be teaching you guys, what I'll be showing you. And we're going to try to dive in and get you guys to get this done pretty quickly to a point where you're starting to get it and you're starting to build up your list and you're starting to now create your diehards, your raving fans, your tribe, the people that are just, you're just so alike and they want everything that you're bringing to the table because you have value and they see that. So that's it, guys. Hope this was helpful. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, let me know.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.